Thank you for listening to the Hub Show podcast. Brought to you by Venue Media.
Trade show displays, step and repeat backdrops, pull-up banner stands, table throws, all your large printing needs. ExpoNetUSA.com, 301-378-9363. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Hey, yo, Hub Show.
Podcasting and broadcasting about everything and nothing. From the center of the universe, the Hub City, and covering Baltimore, New York, D.C., Philly, Pittsburgh, and all points in between. It's Hub City's own, The Hub Show. And now, here are your hosts, Jay Lewis, Chris Canfield, and Jay Hausch.
And a 3, 2, 1, Hub Show, rant and rave. Hub City, Jay Heiss, Shay Lewis in the house.
Hello, hello, hello.
From left field, Chris Canfield.
That's me over here.
Yeah, shout out, shout out.
To the left.
To the left.
To the right.
To the left, to the left.
Yeah. Is it?
What's, yeah. What's left of me?
Yeah, that's what I need to ask. What's left of you?
Good question. So, touching on the birthday and the whole Irish thing and whatnot. You made us a drink?
Yes. Yeah, this is number 45 out of the book we were talking about. We were going to do this like a little
bartender's book.
This little bartender's Bible here.
Okay. Right?
And we're testing out this drink. So I made this drink for you guys. I tested it out myself.
And what is it
called? It's called a Blarney Stone.
The nice. Blarney Stone.
Yep. And it's some pretty harsh stuff.
Okay. What's tell us.
This is like pure alcohol. It's got,
it has
it's mostly Jameson.
Okay.
There's 2 ounces,
like
2 ounces of Jameson in it,
uh-huh.
And then you put like a splash of absinthe,
okay.
Which if you know anything about absinthe, that's what Vincent Van Gogh was tripping on when he cut his ear off.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And then...
here goes.
Yeah, look. Yeah. And that is 136 proof.
Woo!
That's like pure grain shit. Made with wormwood.
And love.
It's distilled in wormwood, and the wormwood is what gives you the
licorice.
That's what gives you the trip and the licorice.
Yeah, okay.
So you're going to have us tripping by the end of this podcast. That's the whole goal.
Well, I would imagine you'd probably have to drink the whole bottle.
Oh, okay.
I can't imagine putting a teaspoon in a little glass like this.
So what was the nature around this again?
And then it also has orange curacao in it.
Remind the audience. What was the nature around the drink? You made it because it's in the...
Because it's in the book here.
Book.
Yes.
Okay. And because we're 45.
Because you were 45 and you picked the number 45.
Okay, there we
so
go.
So I just labeled everything in the book and we're going to go
so
through here.
So in January when you
we're
turn,
we're
going to
go through
38?
Here and we're going to have, after this one here, we'll pick another number. Look, I already got them numbered up to...
he's already got a pre-plan.
I got them numbered up to 240-something, 250-something, but there's probably another 100 and 250 in here.
Yeah, I see some called zombie in there. I don't...
Right.
Maybe we need to do that for
Halloween's
the Walking
coming
Dead.
Up.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. So we're just going to test these things out. I'm going to be bartender Chris.
Okay.
I'm going to see how good I can do
Chris
this
tender.
Stuff. Now look, I was out there. I went through 3 lemons trying to learn how to make a
lemon
how to cut a lemon twist.
A lemon twist. Okay. Gotcha.
Cut like the skin off the lemon.
Working on those skills, Chris.
I skinned the lemon around the edge like in a spiral so that it would lay in the glass properly.
Mm-hmm.
And then
what do you think?
And,
it tastes like a
licorice,
you know, some, you know.
Yeah, that's that 136 proof
so,
stuff wormwood. Coming through there.
You know, we don't have to drink this one again.
I know. We'll be 46 next year. What's 46?
This one here.
Blood and sand next year.
Yeah, this one here gets you fucked up.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, but it's pretty good. I like it.
Chris,
anyways.
Your birthday's in January. You turn 39.
Huh?
When do you turn in January? 39?
On
Chris Day, remember?
38. That's right.
Do you know what's 38? Just
number 38. What is number 38?
So we can brace ourselves here.
Oh, okay. The Bermuda Rose.
Okay. No, that's it. We'll leave it there.
All right.
We'll come back to that.
Yeah. We'll do the Bermuda Rose.
You're the one making this, so what the hell?
Yeah. Right.
Make your own goddamn drink.
Well, we can pick another number here, and then in a few weeks we'll just do another one. But,
okay.
Yeah.
There we go.
Okay.
But yeah, my birthday.
Well, you know, with
because we're gonna do Comic Con.
Yeah, so we need to do some zombie.
Four State Comic Con. Shout out to Matt Burns and the crew.
They're going
to
have some blood and gore.
No, lots of that.
Right.
It's Halloween time.
Yeah.
Yeah, Captain Mangle will be there.
Right.
Eric Roberts will be there. Mindy Sterling will be there.
And I was just listening to another very prevalent podcast today.
Were you?
And wouldn't you know that Dean Cain was on the podcast and Mango
That's
just
right.
did a scene with
I
Dean
heard that
Cain.
Too. That's right. Small world, huh?
Yeah, how
about
that?
Right.
No, folks, he wasn't on our podcast.
Right,
Captain Mango was.
No, yeah,
Dean Cain wasn't.
The Dean Cain was not, but we had the guy who did the scene with Dean Cain.
So we're getting there. We're getting closer.
I like
in
Dean
the movie.
Cain.
Yeah,
we're getting closer.
Yeah, we're right.
We're moving
the
on.
The target
up.
Is
moving
Superman.
On.
That's right.
We're moving on up like
Jefferson. But next week, Hagerstown, Hager Hall, we'll be there at the 4-State Comic Con. Good times.
Uh huh.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah. Eric Roberts.
Yeah.
Mindy
yeah.
Sterling.
That's it.
Okay.
We have some couple comedians coming in.
Are you all prepped?
Oh,
I've actually had like got some little index cards with some little scribbles written on.
Okay, I got some stuff.
You have a cigar for him, Chris?
No cigar this time.
Maybe I got a Cuban cigar.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
For Eric Roberts.
I can.
Fuck it. You might enjoy. He might appreciate that.
He might appreciate it.
Okay. Well, yeah. Hey. Then there's that, and we got a Big Chuck will be on with us in about 2 weeks. He'll be back. He's got his Love and Laugh Comedy Festival here in Hagerstown coming
up October 27th.
October 27th at the Pretzel Pizza Creation. He's packing that place every
month.
Well, you
know all about that, huh?
Yeah, but he advertised that when I was at the other thing for my birthday and went to his Love and Laugh for my birthday. So that was fun.
Good times, huh?
Yeah, big ups to Chuck and his
big
girl Chuck Shelly.
Big Chuck. Yeah.
And I tell you what, on October 27th, for those people who don't celebrate Halloween, my church and I are going to be having a Escape to Heaven night. So we're going to have an escape room.
Time out. For those who don't celebrate Halloween. You don't celebrate Halloween?
I'm not.
Is it a Jehovah's Witness thing?
No,
I don't celebrate Halloween, but that's because I'm a single dude.
Do kids come to your door, Chris?
I don't feel like participating. Well, whatever night it is, I don't know. I don't ever know what night it is because I'm
it's on a Wednesday.
I'm an outcast.
Out of the loop.
I'm an outcast
out of the loop
to the community.
Kind of
yeah, I'm not in the the neighborhood watch
don't
or anything like
house.
That.
So it's on a Wednesday, right? Last Wednesday of the month.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay. So, anyways, there when I come home from work and I see all the kids walking around, I just come in and shut the lights off and close the doors.
Go to the sheets.
I'll just sit there. If I sit really still on the couch,
I'm surprised, Chris. But you're a fun guy. I would think you would look forward to just one night out of the year messing with kids and giving candy.
No, I don't think that out of Chris.
No, but then I'd have to dress up and I'd have to like do things and
just sit out there like you look.
Hi, it's just me. Yeah, the neighborhood hoodlum, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I told somebody the other day, I said, you know what I think I'm going to be? Like, I think I'm going to have I'm going to be the only house in the neighborhood where the kids go by and they go, don't go over to that old man's house. He eats children.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be that guy.
You're going to be that guy?
Yeah.
You want to be that guy.
Yeah, right?
You want to be that guy.
So, Shay, Halloween, no?
No, I took my kids trick-or-treat. It's not, I look at it, you know, it's a festivity thing.
Yeah.
I don't believe in, all the satanic and all that stuff.
You don't get into
satanic either,
but I mean,
you think that's the roots of it?
The roots of it is
the witches and all that stuff,
the celebrating of the dead and all of those things.
Don't get into all that.
Well, yeah, I don't get into all of that. I just want to, you know, the kids go out and celebrate with each other, have fun, and knock on, you know,
doors and
trick
or treating
and all that stuff. But I'm not doing it. We're going to have an escape room environment. We're going to teach kids about being
escaping.
A Christian and about the temptations in life you deal with, and then
candy.
And we're gonna have some pizza.
Right. Okay.
We're gonna have popcorn and candy brownies
corn.
And so we're gonna have different games. Have you ever?
This is how you teach them about the temptations in life. You set a bowl of candy in front of them, and then you say, "No, you have to eat this." You set like
bowl of black licorice,
yeah.
One bowl of red licorice.
Right.
Well, we're gonna have
you give them like something really healthy,
they're gonna have to,
like a carrot
to do
like
by
here.
Trusting.
No, you can't have any candy, you eat
no.
the carrot.
Trusting
to teach about
make
trusting
sure all the
God.
Candy's wrapped. Yeah,
we're gonna talk about trusting God and how you do that. And we're gonna have
apples.
Like different mazes for the little kids, and then we're gonna have some games called like Rollick and. We're going to have something called the Human Battleship.
You're doing this on
the Human Battleship?
Yes,
well,
I think
are you doing
that.
This on Halloween night?
No, we're doing this on
the weekend,
October 27th.
I got you.
From 5:30 to 8:30 at Brownsville Church of God in Fayetteville, Pennsylvania.
There you go.
Uh-huh. All right.
So those who want
to
come
happy Halloween to you, too.
Yeah. It's going to be fun.
Okay.
And it's for all ages, so it's not just a certain age. But the escape room is for only teens.
If you find any witches, just burn them. Burn them at the stake.
See if they float.
I pray for them. I promise you. I pray for everybody.
Burn her. That's what I do. I just sit out on my porch. I'll sit out on my porch this winter, and every time I see a witch walk up the road, I go, burn her.
Well,
I just chase after her with a burning stake.
Not a witch.
Leave me alone.
Just a burning stake, just chasing people
around. He's chasing
old
women down the street.
The Salem witch trials in your head, right? You have yeah. embedded in your head.
Yeah.
You're on the wrong side of the
Hey, while we're on this subject, let's ask this question. It's that time of year. It's getting cold, pumpkins and all that stuff. But like, you know, Shay, you know, religious as you are or whatnot, what is your...
I'm not religious.
What do you call it?
I'm not religious. That's not religious. It's a difference between being a Christian and being religious.
Okay, people you're are religious, very Christian. Okay.
People who are being religious, they go fake it. They it's a ritual life. Mine is just more of a relationship with Christ. You know, I accept him as my Lord Jesus. And I know that he died on the cross for me, and I just have a relationship through prayer, okay. and I just spread his good news, and that's the relationship I have.
Okay. But in the world of paranormal, that stuff, what you don't tinker with
oh,
that
ghosts?
Stuff. What do, yeah, what do you
believe,
in?
Ghosts?
Oh, no, I believe that there are spirituals.
Well, they got down there in Texas.
I believe there are spirituals,
right?
Spirits and things and demonic forces.
There's a do you believe in the afterlife?
Well, there's
I believe there's a life, eternal life.
There's
yes.
a ton of ghost stories around here.
But,
I know.
Yes,
like from Civil War stuff?
I'm going to give
somebody
you an
on
example.
Here.
Yeah, I'm like going to give you an example. I lived on in Greencastle, and I lived in this house. It's a farmhouse. And the principal of Chambersburg, I don't know who he was, but one of the former principals of Chambersburg, he hung himself in my bedroom. It was ironic. All the mice died in my bedroom. When we had field mice come in, they would never die any other part of the house. They would always come to my room and die.
Well,
that tells
you
something.
How long ago was that before you moved
maybe
in?
Maybe they were suffocating from your stanky socks or something.
No. That tells you about an evil presence. And you could feel right. things. Like my son, when he was
right.
young,
right.
the one that's 17 now, he would say, look at him. And I'm like,
he's seeing something you're not,
he's seeing
right?
something I'm not.
So you believe in that?
Yeah, I believe there's things out there.
Yeah,
and I've seen my own little things. So,
how about
yeah.
you, Chris, and your own twisted mind? What, do you believe in that stuff?
Oh, I can't do it. I can't believe in it.
No?
No. I mean, as much as I grew up around it.
No kidding.
You know,
here
and,
in Maryland, yeah.
Yeah, and like all the Civil War stuff, you know, there's all kinds of stories around the area.
Right, right.
You know, we got the hill over here where you can put your car in park or put it in neutral and it'll drift up the hill.
What hill is that?
That's called...
I've not done that yet.
Fuck. It's over in Burkittsville where they
okay.
did the Blair Witch
oh, yeah.
thing.
Yeah, that's right.
It's over there. And then there's a Gafflin State Park. They call it the Gates of Hell, and there's this big archway, and they say it's like 10 degrees warmer on one side of the arch than the other.
Is it? Have you been there?
I don't. Yeah. I mean, the car does go up the hill. That's what it looks like.
Kind of weird, huh?
That's what it looks like. But if you got out of the car and you put a basketball on the ground and the basketball rolled up the hill, would you think that the ghost was playing basketball? Is that the ghost of
well, what is it then?
Something's
fighting
Michael
gravity.
Jordan or something?
Something's fighting gravity. What's
yeah,
going
yeah.
on?
I don't know.
If
what's
the ball
going
goes
on.
Up the hill. I mean,
yeah, right. I mean, but you can't think it's a ghost, right?
Why not?
I don't know.
Whatever's at the bottom of that hill does not want it there. Keep putting it back up.
There's something physics about it. I don't know.
That's what you're more scientific.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Gotcha.
I believe that the world. I believe that the world is made up of particles of different elements.
So something magnetic
and
is pulling the car and the ball up the hill.
And there's something
that
behind it all.
Here
you
go.
Know, I got too logical of a brain to believe in things that are unlogical.
Really?
So yeah. You're just more of an analytical science-based person.
Pretty much.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you know there is Christian scientists.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. We got, my mom has a preacher now who's all getting into it, and she keeps telling me all the stories about how this is the size of this city and all this other stuff. And
really?
Shooting me mathematics, all
oh,
kinds
does
of stuff
mom,
like that.
Your
yeah.
mom into that. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not into Scientology. That
Chris doesn't get invited over to his
I got involved with Scientology by accident one time.
Did you? How did you get out of it?
I didn't get into the religion at all. I just got involved with a guy who was in Scientology, and I got in business with him.
He was trying to get you into it?
And then I ended up getting screwed. And I had to go pick up the paycheck
playing
from the church. He took
oh,
my money.
Wow.
He took my money and gave it to the church.
Oh did he?
And
oh.
then I had to go to the
church
and get the money out of the church.
How fun was that?
Oh, that was
yeah.
fun. But you know what?
But that's the reason that Scientology exists is it's a tax shelter,
I
right?
know. That's all it
it's
is.
Just a big
just
tax
made
shelter.
A religion.
But you know
yeah.
What was that girl from Who's the Boss? The friend of Alyssa Milano that was in there. She was in Scientology.
Oh, Leanna Ramey.
Yes.
She did a whole show about getting out of it.
Getting out of it was very difficult for her. Leanna Ramey. And they're saying that a lot of people, and I'm not going to say just
was
Scientology.
Was she the one that was like got kicked out for like talking about
the guy's
wife?
Yeah, she's on Adam Carolla a lot.
Yeah, she was talking about the guy's wife,
well,
right?
Well, she's starting to expose it for what it is, and she's getting a lot of threats for
it. Yeah.
She's on A&E. She has her own show on A&E or something. Yeah.
David Miscavige or whatever his name is.
And you know,
he was
not
like
only that, the Illuminati.
Those
people who are into the Illuminati.
All
things.
Kinds of weird stuff.
They're coming out. Some people have came out about that and got death threats.
That religion's only like, as a religion, as a business, it's only like 100 years old.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Ron Hubbard, all that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, well, Ron Hubbard's, how long's he been dead? When did he die?
Right, but it's a man-made thing. It's a man-made business. You
right.
know? And, but people sitting there swearing. It's in L.A. People swear by that stuff out there.
Oh, I'm sure it's very prevalent up in the Hollywood area.
God.
Yeah.
I can't believe people, you know.
The guy was the guy
you
who,
know,
the guy who
the
I was in business
Branch
with.
Branch Davidians
was
in Waco.
Okay.
You know, for David, you remember?
David Koresh.
David Koresh. You know, they followed him. And remember the guy who killed people from drinking the Kool-Aid?
Yeah, Jim Jones.
Jim Jones.
Yeah.
I mean, you have all those people who are, they want something. You have to think about it. A lot of people want a relationship with somebody.
They have a hunger for it.
They have a hunger for it. You know, and we're all built to have a relationship with each other, if you notice that. We always have the desire to have a relationship with somebody. It doesn't have to be like a, you know,
physical. Or romantic, right?
It could be a friend to one another. And we're human in that retrospect. So I just think that people need to understand that, okay, you if your desire is to have a relationship with somebody and become a friend and be a part of a group, don't be careful who you partner yourself with and align yourself with, because you get sucked into those things and it can become a suicidal thing. It's like I just laugh at the people talk about the people in Texas have the snake religion. They get the snake and you got to test your faith with the snake. And I'm not all
into
that.
It's not
that.
Too far.
That's
still
right.
Doing
I've
tent revivals around here out in the country.
Well, they don't do snakes at all at tent revivals.
I've been to one. I've seen a lot of movies.
You've been to a tent revival?
Yes.
No.
I got slain in the spirit. Thank the Lord. It was really great.
Like all the yelling and dancing and going down the aisle.
It's
the guy
crazy
putting his
guy.
Hand on your forehead and pushing you back. And
no,
you
no,
fall
nobody
down
pushed me back.
No, wait, Shay,
really?
But Shay,
you went through all that?
Shay, me and Chris are speaking from. We've only seen that stuff through the movies.
I've only seen
what's
it in the
real
movies,
deal?
Yeah.
What's the deal? You
the,
go.
Or the,
but you know, if you understand Christianity, you know, God sent His Son. You know, Jesus, and then He has the Holy Spirit, and then you have, you know, and so, and those three work as one. So the Holy Spirit is the one that gets into you and move you, you know, that convicts you from, you know, the things that you do. So just like when people have repentance in their heart, and they ask God to repent, you know, from the sin that they committed, and it, for true repentance, that some people feel that, you know, the Holy Spirit touched them, and they get slain in the Spirit, where they get... They repent and they, in total praise of Him and worship Him, that they're passed out. They passed out and they have an experience with Him in that movement. So I believe if that's it
Did
happens.
You experience
to me,
that
I
yourself?
Experienced that many times.
Many times.
Many times.
So
you know?
How do you, what how do you feel when you see the guys who get busted for being scam artists and they had the thing in their ear and the guy was in the thing.
Now those things
sending
happen.
Sending them tricks.
And I said that they need to go to hell. They should go
But
to
you
hell.
Think the guy that you did, that did you was real?
Did you bet him? What, how do you even know?
No, because I know this, the Holy Spirit. You got to know what that is. If somebody pushing you, they nudge you. You know what a nudge is. When somebody just tapped me and don't even do anything and I still fall out, that has nothing to do with him pushing me.
Really?
Nobody don't push.
There's nothing psychological
nothing
going on there?
Psychological.
Nothing.
No. That's the Holy Spirit moving in your body. I you know, just today with praise and worship service, you know, I felt the Spirit of God, because, you know, you've seen people, young kids, tears flowing because of the words that God put in their heart of what that song meant. So it just, seriously.
And we got some great background music going on for this.
Yeah, Journey,
that was great.
Steve Perry
that was
going
so
on.
Awesome.
But, you know.
All it is with Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So it's a different, it's like, and you know, I'm here to just say that, you know, it's about having a relationship with Him. It's not about all the, you know, going down to, like, what's that, Esther? from Sanford and Son.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
that's my show. You know, I love Sanford and Son.
It's not all of that. You know, it's just having a relationship and telling people about Christ and that he died
right.
for you.
She was
and
all the time bringing them old women over
yeah,
to the house.
Yeah, bringing the tambourines and everything.
Running Fred out of there.
Yeah, running Fred. That's not what
you don't bring
about.
The tambourine, Shay?
No. I talk just like I'm talking to you, and it's just for you to accept him or deny him, and, you know, I move on.
Here's the deal. I'm not denying it. I don't consider myself like I'm non-denominational. I was raised Lutheran.
Yeah, I'm non-denominational.
But I feel agnostic. Like, as in, I have an open mind to a lot of stuff, close to some things, but I still struggle with it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm like, I'm willing to believe,
like,
but I need
some proof. I've tinkered bits and pieces. I've read into different religions and different societies, like Buddhism, right? It's a whole other animal than Christianity,
right?
But they believe in reincarnation, and that part intrigues me, man. Like, when we pass, we come back as something else.
I don't believe that.
Life for life. No, but some do and some don't.
Some people do, but I'm
not going to throw stones at it.
That's closer to something that I would believe in than
reincarnation?
Anything else. Well, like transfers of energy.
Something like that.
You know, like your the energy that you're that makes us, right?
Something,
and makes us move and do whatever. That energy has to be transferred into something else to keep the universe moving forward, right?
Crazy. I think so.
It can't just stop.
But
Shay's
coming from a scientific mode, right?
No, I'm not coming from a scientific.
You're not, but Chris is.
But Chris is coming from a scientific mode.
Yeah.
I believe that once you die,
the universe keeps expanding.
I believe that other people, other energies, which is, I say, other spirits who are being placed in the clay body are coming in. Not just, Chris is coming back and reinventing himself as, like, the, you remember Chucky movies?
Well, what about
you remember the Chucky movies when they said the, what was it, the Bride of Chucky?
And I guess
Chucky
all those sequels. Yeah.
I guess the big argument would be that you differentiate humans from any other animal or living organism on the planet, right? You think that we have a God and that tigers and lions and cheetahs don't.
They have a God.
But it's their own thing?
No. We all have the same God. Because God created everything.
Okay.
So I believe in that.
But we're just conscious enough to know it.
I believe that anybody can praise God. Any animal, anything. In the Bible says the rocks cried out.
Really?
So you have to. It's deep. It's deep.
It is deep. I ain't gonna doubt it. I ain't no doubt.
Deep.
But I'm just saying. I struggle with it.
And
most people do. I struggle with what's true and what's not.
And, as Christians, we struggle. We have
I
tell you what it
is. You run into
it is.
The zealots that take it way too seriously.
Oh, yeah.
And they throw it in your face.
That's the religious people.
The fanatics,
and then you're like,
right?
Yeah, and they're the ones.
That's the difference.
They're the ones that, like, ruin it for everybody.
Those are the people who are religious and all into the isms and all of that.
I run into a lot of that with, like, woodworkers. I don't know why woodworkers are always religious zealots.
Because crosses and Jesus was a carpenter.
I guess so.
I've had people tell me that they wouldn't shop at certain places because they didn't believe in certain principles that they have faith.
Yeah.
And it's okay if you,
that's
you know,
your, yeah.
that's your personal that's preference.
That's your prerogative.
That was the Chick-fil-A argument a while
back. But
I
love the Chick-fil-A chicken, and I'm going to eat Chick-fil-A chicken. And
because the owner can have his belief.
Yes, everybody can have their own belief system. And I'm not going to stop. And this is my thing. Who are we to judge somebody? Like I said, I love all walks of life. You know, I don't have to condone your lifestyle. That's the difference. It's a difference. I don't have to condone your lifestyle, but I'm going to love you no matter what.
And I ain't going
to
stop you from doing what you're
doing.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm not going to say, well, you won't make it to heaven, and I will.
Well,
because I know there are preachers and all of those other people who say they're all high on the hog for the Lord. They won't make it to heaven. They're going to bust hell wide open because they're some of the biggest liars.
Right.
And they, you don't know what people do in their closed doors. And that's just look with the priests.
Hey, but let me ask you a question.
These priests are coming out with all this sex, you know.
Yeah, the TV preacher, Joe Olstein, for instance. He's from Texas,
Yes, he is. Houston.
He's getting bashed because, you know, he didn't let people into his nice rich mansion home when there was flooding and stuff.
Oh, you're talking about the Houston, he had a valid point.
What's his point?
So the point is, when you have a mega church, you have a board of directors. Like, you have a
board of directors. It's a business.
And it's they still have to go through their protocol, just like any other organization or a business has
But still.
So he has to say, okay, can we let them in or can we not? It's not his church. He's just the overseer when it comes to delivering the message.
Really?
He's not the owner of the church.
He himself couldn't physically open the doors to his home and let
his
people.
His home he could, but not his church.
But he didn't.
No, they were giving him flack about his church because it was a former Astrodome.
Okay, so right,
that area.
Right.
So he, like, I don't know if it's Astrodome, but some stadium.
It's a big stadium. Yeah.
Is that big of a church?
Yes.
Yeah.
It used to be a stadium.
That it was in a stadium.
Yes.
Yes.
It's gotten like that, dude.
Yeah. So wow. He couldn't go physically. And I understand that. If you have a board of directors and they say they the one who make those decisions, I can't go over those people.
But, yeah, but Shay, see, this is where myself and a lot of people, like, we bump heads when it comes to this stuff. It's about caring for people and this and that.
Right.
But
right.
Here you are. You couldn't break the rules for that.
Right.
Well, yeah, I mean,
the whole gist of your speech every week is being a community.
That's just like my pastor or any other pastor.
Right.
If you have a board.
Yeah, I get that.
Okay, so you have to. It's just like if you were Nike. If Nike had a big stadium, you know, just say, for instance, we were at the RFK. RFK had but guess what? The person that owns RFK can say, if he has a board of directors that make all executive
decisions.
See,
that's where religion, whatever you want to call it, has gotten too out of
hand,
man.
It's not the religion.
It's too big.
The organization.
Though. That's too big. It shouldn't be
but
a business.
But the organization isn't really about what they preach when it comes down to that.
Well, the thing is, you have to have a board of directors sometimes because of how your church is set up. So if the government is giving you money to build that church, you have to have a board of directors. You have to have.
That's what I'm saying. It's gotten away from being about what it.
Now, my grandfather had a small church, so he could make that decision.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, he had a deacon board that elected him to make decisions. To make those decisions. But if your board is not set that way, like I have
a
business,
I get that.
My board is not. If my board says no, although I want to, I have to go with my board.
No, but I'm just saying, this is where people bump heads with
religion
nowadays. Like there's too much of that.
And then, like I was saying, with the pushing it in your face all the time and being way too literal about it. I had a guy one time, he was like telling me that, they tell me the story about how they were worshiping the golden cow and all this other stuff and all, you know, he was telling me the whole story.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, I mean, in my head, I'm thinking, well, it's probably like, it was probably took place somewhere near India, right? Because they still worship cows over there now. And he's like, no. You don't understand. It was like this, and the earth opened up, and it swallowed all those people. I was like, you mean like an earthquake or something? And he's like, no, the earth cracked and opened up and swallowed everything. And I'm
an earthquake.
I'm like, no, you have to, like, legitimately explain
what you're talking about.
The earth doesn't just open up. Like, magical things don't happen in our world today. Show me something magical that's happened in my lifetime, and I'll believe it.
You need to ask him, what word did you find that in the Bible so I can read it for myself? The one thing I always tell people is, give people the option.
And then you throw the baby out with the bathwater. You're like, well, fuck the whole thing.
Shay, let me ask you a question. I know where you're going to go. Let me ask you a question, Shay, because it's human beings, right? Uh-huh. It's like playing a game of telephone in a room of 10 people. By the time it gets to the last person, it's a different message.
No, I say read it for yourself. Don't go off of what everybody's. When I go to church.
It's such a big
book. Do you believe that people transcribe the Dead Sea Scrolls word for word or verbatim? Then they have to guess at what some of that stuff said back in the day.
I believe that.
Then there's the King James Version and all this controversy around what really was written in that book by who.
You got the
King. I mean, if you're the king involved in it, he can like twist whatever he wants it to read. You know what I mean?
This is what I do. I believe that the Bible have different versions, of course, but they all have the same message. It might, like, say, for instance, I read the God's Word version because it's more applicable for my understanding. King James Version, I can understand it, but it can get to a part where, like, oh my God, it's too. Like old English. Yeah. Old English.
Old English,
like.
Old English?
Yeah. Too old English, like. So I like the God's Word version. Some people like the New World, different versions. It's just NIV versions and different things. So I believe that you have different versions for people's understanding, but it has the same message.
I get you.
Yeah.
What version do you carry or read?
I read God's Word.
God's Word?
God's
That's
Word.
A different version than the King James?
It's a different version, but the same message.
I got you.
I can put it same, you know, and I do that with my middle school, when I teach Bible class.
So I'm not a church-going guy.
When's the last time you've been to church, Chris?
God, when I was super young. And the only reason I went over was because Aaron Miller had a pool table. Okay. And we could go over to his house next door afterwards.
Is that after he broke his face at the skate center?
Yeah. But, and I just rode my bicycle there. I didn't go with mom and dad. Mm-hmm. But, anyways, I don't even know what the fuck I was going to say.
I don't know what you're going to say either.
What the hell was I going to say? What were we talking about? That got me lost.
Talking about church?
We're talking about church, but I don't know what part of you got lost in the transit.
You got lost in the church. Where's the bathroom?
But I tell you what.
It must be the absence.
I can tell you this. I went to church all my life. Let me give you my story. I went to church. Both my grandfathers were pastors of churches. Okay?
I remember now. I was going to ask.
Go ahead.
I was going to ask you. You've been to church your whole life. So how do they go about keeping it fresh? Because it's the same book over and over again for like the,
it's reruns.
For like, you know, 80 years.
But you know what? You need to
for
make
eternity.
It more. But you, so, yeah. But you make.
So
make,
don't you eventually like read the whole thing and you're like, well, I know what he's going to say next.
No.
I know what's coming next.
Even though you know if you read it multiple times, the thing is, it's about having the faith. You have to have a faith and have a relationship with God. And if you don't have that, at the end of the day, those words mean nothing. You got to have faith, and you have to believe.
See, I respect that. You know? I respect and I admire that.
So yeah, because a lot of people don't even know all the words of the Bible. They don't.
See,
as long as they know that they first of all, you have the knowledge that Jesus Christ died on you on the cross for your sins and everybody else's, and then you accept Him, and then after that, just have a relationship. Prayer is His communication tool.
Yeah.
So prayer, and then and establish relationship with other people. Mm-hmm. Whether believers or non-believers, and spread the good news of God. That's it. That's all you got to do. And love all people. That's what His greatest commandment is, to love all people.
Nice. Well, we can do that. Well, we do that, but we just don't go into the same building on Sundays.
Yeah. And then, like I said, I went to church from.
I mean, you could be a moral person and not, you know.
That's what I'm saying.
The morality is like embedded in your person.
See, I had nothing but respect, and I admire someone who's deep like that into it. Just I haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah, and everybody
it's a struggle. They get there on their own way.
Oh yeah,
right?
I had a struggle because, like I tell you, both my grandfathers were pastors of churches.
Right.
My grandmother, one of my
so it's kind of been ingrained in your life.
Well,
though.
Let me tell you, I went away though. I said, forget church and the people there because I'm
like,
tired of
like a
phony
lot of young people.
People
do.
Yeah, I said, y'all
me
phony,
too.
Y'all fake. I don't have time for you.
Right.
You had people sleeping with other people
pastors
in the choir,
and their wives
pastors sleeping with other pastors.
It's a big social circle.
You know, it was this whole bunch of, you know, I saw a lot of drama.
Church, right?
You know, I seen women turning, you know, tricking, as I call it, tricking in church. You know, you seen that. I seen it all. I'm telling you, I've seen it all, and I got disgusted. And I'm like, I see you at the club with me dancing and dropping like it's hot, and then you're going to go to church and try to tell me, praise the
see,
Lord.
I don't
you
care, black or white, that's the thing, though. That's the thing.
Yeah. So it didn't matter. I'm like, come on. And then when I got to rededicate my life to Christ, and I really start really having a relationship with God myself, that was the transformation for me, because you can't look at other people and say that's how it's
but
supposed
now,
to be.
You're married. Does your husband have the same relationship with God? Do you guys share that?
We share that, but you know, we're different levels.
You're different people.
We're different people.
But he respects you.
He respects me and I respect him. We both love Christ and we accept him as our Lord and Savior.
Uh-huh.
He's just at a different level than I am, and you know, and so we're, you know, hopefully we'll be at the same level at one time. But I don't beat him up because he's not where I'm at.
My parents were at completely different levels, and they worked it out.
Yeah,
you know?
it all worked out.
Mom's totally into it, and my dad was totally not into it, but
but he went.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
You know. But you know, and that's at the end of the day, you can't bash a person because they don't believe what you believe or accept. I mean, that's with anything. You know, if somebody, you know, my dad was a Muslim. He was a Hebrew Israelite. That's why I got a Hebrew name. So I don't, you know, and
what's
I.
What's your opinion? You're a Christian. What's your opinion on the
Hebrew?
The
you got
Muslim?
A Hebrew, Shay's a Hebrew name?
No, Mankia.
Shay, what's
that? Your middle
guy's
name?
No, that's
child.
Her name.
Is that
dude.
Your middle name?
That's my first name.
That's your first name. Why do we call you Shay?
My middle name
to,
is
God damn it.
Shay.
Oh my goodness!
Doesn't sound right coming out of my mouth. Or yours, Chris.
Right. So do you know all that? You know all that Hebrew gibberish?
No.
You know how to speak all that?
No.
You a yenta?
No.
And all that stuff.
No,
yentl.
Yeah, yenta, and you got the.
But you know,
I'm schvitzing from the pits.
It's funny because you know I respect everybody's religious perspective. I respect it. that, I mean, I can, you know, condone it, but I respect everybody's beliefs.
Yeah.
You know, just like I want them to be respectful for mine. And it's different levels of Christianity. You have Catholics, and you have Jehovah's Witness. You have Seventh-day Adventists. I mean, everybody has a variation. You
right. Some of them go door to door and get really annoying.
The Jesus, that's the Jehovah's Witnesses and yeah. the Mormons.
Some of them leave flyers in their mailbox. Yeah. Mailbox, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, and then, you know, like I said, my dad was his dad was a Christian, a Baptist pastor, and he became a Muslim. You know?
Yeah.
What's your opinion?
You know
like,
what?
What's that?
I just thought about this. That just dawned on me. Like, Islam and Muslim, they're the only ones that pick people up at a later stage in life.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I
like
guess.
It seems like people who are like 60 years old can just go, you know what? I'm going to Islam and I'm changing
Listen,
my name.
Listen, again, I'm no expert on this
stuff.
I don't
know
why. I keep an open mind.
Why do they always change their name?
But given the attitude.
Because they want to, a name that reflects of Allah.
Okay.
You know, that's them being born again.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So I think my dad's name was Mia, something like that. I don't recall. Anyway,
But he was Muslim?
He became Muslim.
At what age were you when he became Muslim?
I was young, very young.
But
I
did he try to get you in to become
Muslim?
Yeah, he
tried to
come. Well.
First of all, I couldn't stop eating pork, so I said that ain't gonna work. You know,
right?
Yeah. Really. That
yeah,
was
there's
a,
all these weird
bacon,
stuff.
Man, bacon.
Right. And I love my bacon,
right.
Okay,
right.
And my pork chops,
yeah.
And
sausage,
and I love the Jews, but man, that is horrible food.
And then
have you ever
been
to like a Jewish Thanksgiving?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's disgusting. Oh, it's so
when did you go to one, Chris?
When I lived in Florida.
Okay.
Oh, did you?
There's a lot of Jewish people in Miami.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Yeah.
And a lot of retirees.
I got friends with some of them, and then, you know, people, like, feel sorry for you at the holidays when you don't have anywhere to go.
Yeah.
Come on over to my house for Thanksgiving. Like, all right, fine. I go over there, and there's, like, all this, like, weird,
you didn't find any black
nasty, people. Like, pans of shit.
The pasty
like, glop.
Yeah,
you're, like, taking
Maryland.
Glop and just throwing it on
the
plate.
You didn't find a black person?
All of it is disgusting.
Not one black person at that table?
Not one damn soul food and nothing.
Nothing.
You
wasn't going to get it there.
I was like, where's all the collard greens at? And they're like, yeah, we don't have that. We have gefilte fish.
Chris, now technically you're from the South, Maryland. Collard yeah. greens, that's your thing?
Oh, man, I didn't. It wasn't my thing
until
I went to South Carolina.
Okay.
Oh.
And I had the real deal, and I was like, this is the most amazing thing I've ever had in my life.
Okay.
Yeah,
I like collard greens.
Yeah.
I like all greens.
See, I was in the military and in the mess hall. Mm-hmm. Well, they considered, you know, February is Black History Month, so they were serving soul food or whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. But a lot of black people had some issues with that because, you know. For all kinds of reasons, but
yeah.
like ham hocks and all that stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
would
have been mad about that.
Charleston.
Would you been?
Charleston. I would have been mad.
Cause, right? Because that's what they fed the slave, the leftovers.
Yeah,
the
leftovers. The
hooves
yeah,
and all
and
that
I don't
shit.
Eat. I don't eat ham hocks. That's
no,
nasty.
I tried. I was like, yeah.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah. What's
I like
that?
Them.
Yeah, what's it called? You're from the South. Tripe?
I won't go tripe. I won't try that.
Yeah.
I've
that's
seen
like
it being
intestine.
Cooked. I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
I watched
no
it being cooked. I was like, hell no.
And then they got the pig feet, pig knuckles.
Pig knuckles and feet,
yeah.
and they're pickled down
yeah.
there in the jars in
yeah.
Georgia
oh.
and Alabama and Mississippi
oh.
at the Piggly Wiggly.
They pickle anything. Eggs,
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
Moe's Bar, Moe's Tavern.
They eat mountain oysters.
Yeah.
You know what that is.
Mountain oysters? What's that?
Goat
oh
balls.
Yeah, yeah, goat balls.
Goat
heard of
balls.
That. Yeah, I saw a funny farm.
Yeah. No, I went to South Carolina, Charleston, South Carolina, for vacation one time to visit some friends, and I had never had like South soul food, and that's like all Charleston is. You go down there and it's nothing but like ham hocks and collard greens and shit like everywhere at all the restaurants. And then we had this big cookout in the backyard. They went out in the bay, caught fresh shrimp. And we had like a low country boil in the backyard. That's to this day still the best meal I've ever had in my life.
Really?
It was awesome. I love that shit.
See, I don't understand that. They consider, you know, from the outside looking in, black food and soul food and all that. But I go down south, especially when I was in the Army down in Georgia or not, you know, collard greens was, everyone's eating that shit. You know what I mean?
It's
Yams.
Soul food. I consider that
what's
soul
food. Soul food? Soul food is what?
Okay, so what they consider soul food, you know, you have the green, everything that was the bottoms that we gave them the scrap.
I get it, right.
Yeah. So, but
that's where
it
comes
but,
from.
Yeah, that's where it comes
it's
from.
Kinda it's kind of disrespectful, man,
it
more than anything else.
But now it's gourmet.
Well, no, there were some black folks. There were some black folks that had some issues with that being served for Black History Month.
Yeah, I would have had a problem. I wouldn't want any ham hocks. Now, I'll take the collard greens and the yams and and stuff like that. But you don't give me any ham hocks. And yeah. Like, you just, that's just a...
It's just wrong.
That's just wrong.
It's disrespectful.
Yeah, but you could go to, like, some place like Copenhagen to, like, what is it, Nobu? Like, the world's famous, most famous restaurant or whatever. You could go over there, and they serve all kinds of weird shit. It's just done in a different way. It's done in a
gourmet way. It's a different way, though, Chris. But here we're talking a U.S. military base in the mess hall.
You could take intestine and shit
and
serve
it.
I don't eat chitlins. I don't eat chitlins.
Chitlins. There you go. That, too.
I call it another name.
Couldn't do it.
It's not good.
Tried chitlins. I couldn't do it.
I can't eat chitlins. They stink. Yeah. They smell like what it is.
Yeah.
And you got to clean it really
good.
That's
nasty. I watched them prepare that. That's nasty.
Yeah, it's a lot of preparation to that. It's a lot of prep time. And who wants to clean...
It's nasty, dude.
Poop.
Right.
Basically.
And where does the rest of the animal go?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, like, what do they do with the rest?
You mean the ham? The bacon?
Yeah.
Yeah. From the root to the tooter, right?
Like,
I'm in Philippines. My wife's Filipino. When they break out the luchon, you know, that's the pig. The pig that comes out with the apple in his mouth.
Oh,
they
yeah,
go to town
yeah.
on that thing.
Now, I want to go. I want to roast a pig. I want to eat a pig.
We're going to have
that.
We're going to have that here next year.
Well, I would like that, but I don't eat pork
anymore.
What,
for fight night?
For anything. I don't care. I don't care, but I'm having a pig roast in the
ground.
At some point in time.
You going to do it in the ground?
Yeah, on the grounds. On the Canfield grounds.
No,
yeah.
In the ground.
In the ground.
In
the ground?
In the ground.
Yeah, that's how you're supposed to do a real pig.
Yeah, they do it. They bury it, like, under the campfire the night before.
You're fermenting it?
And then wake up the next day, and you dig it up, and it's cooked.
Well, you gotta take pictures of that.
But that's what they do in Hawaii.
No, I've never done one in the ground, but we have done them like, you know, just like in the 55 gallon drum with the apple in the
mouth. But it's best to do it in the ground if you can.
You had it like that?
That's the best.
That's how you do it down in Texas?
No, that's how they do it in Hawaii, and they said that's the best way.
Best way to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't wait to go to Hawaii, but I'm not going to eat pig roast because I gave a pig. So,
so you gave a pig.
I feel sorry for you.
Now I can be a
wait a second. You ain't Muslim, but you gave it pork?
I gave it pork just for health reasons, not nothing to do
really?
With.
Yeah,
I got you. Cholesterol.
My cholesterol is up to the roof, and I'm trying to get it down. Red rice, yeast pills, and 3,000 milligrams.
Man, I'm doing a good job with my health. I have lost almost 30 pounds.
Yes,
I'm still eating bacon.
You still eating bacon? I eat
turkey
bacon.
Yeah, this guy, man, he's got the diet down.
I got it down.
Look at him. He's
crushing it. I can't do it because I got high cholesterol.
Starting with my age.
Yeah.
Getting all bony cheeks and shit. Like I came out of Auschwitz.
Sunken eyes.
Well, you know, I got a compliment for somebody. Said, you look like you're 30. I said, all right.
I know,
45 is a new 30. They said, what is 45? I said, me.
It's a gun. It's a gun, goddammit.
Yeah.
It's Colt.
I'm 45, you know, and I'm rocking it. Thank you for the 30.
The compliments there. Yeah.
I'm getting a lot of them from men
and
women.
Just losing weight feels good, though.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
I mean, if I showed you a before and after picture.
You could probably bend over and tie your shoes without holding your breath now, right?
I haven't tried that, but I won't do it here.
I can.
Yeah, it's like every morning I wake up, I go,
actually, what's funny
tie
is
my shoe real quick.
I'm doing the diet. I'm hitting the gym at least 3 or 4 times a week, right?
Yeah, I'm about to start the Sean T and Sandy
on
Max
TV,
30.
My wife's showing me yesterday. She's showing me, hey, you should try this. So we moved the coffee table out of the way. I'm trying yoga for the first time. That's just some hardcore shit,
it
man.
It feels so good, though, doesn't it?
Yoga.
I hear things cracking. I ain't heard before.
Oh, Pilates, yoga, and don't do the hot yoga. Oh, my God.
I don't know what it is. It's yoga.
Yeah. I'm not doing
the chick
that.
Giving the lesson on the screen. He's got camel toes, so it's kind of hard to focus, but nonetheless, there she is, and the cameraman didn't
they
tell her.
Always
the cameraman's let her go, man. But anyway.
Yeah.
I can't do yoga. I tried it various times, and I'm not. I can do
yoga. I tried to hang.
I can do Pilates.
I went for about a good 30 minutes with her.
I did a couple rounds of P90X.
Yeah,
oh, did you?
I did a couple rounds of P90X.
Once
a week, they have a yoga thing in there, and I was just waiting on that day to come around. It was like every Thursday. It's like, thank God it's fucking yoga day. Because I don't have to, like, run in place for, like, 45 minutes and stuff. I was, like, flicking that guy off on the screen.
Oh,
he's like, come on, you could do, like, 10 more. Come on, do one more round. I'm like, you know what, dude? Fuck you.
You know what?
Fuck you.
You know what I used to say? I was like a Sean T. I'm a Sean T fan. And he said, are you ready? I said, no, I'm not ready. Stop asking me, am I ready? Do it look like I'm ready? I'm stinking, I'm sweating and everything. I'm not ready.
Just yelling at the TV.
Yeah, I'm yelling at the TV. Are you ready? Come on. You can do it. No, I can't do it. Do you see me doing it? I'm up here dying here.
Your husband walks around, what the fuck are you yelling at?
Yeah. My husband say, oh, she's doing Shanti. Okay. Well, see, my husband does Tabo. He still does Billy Blanks.
On VHS tapes?
Billy Blanks?
He's got VHS tapes?
No, he got a CD player. Okay. He upgraded. But he's still doing Billy Blanks.
Where is Billy Blank now? That's what I want to know. What's Billy Blank doing now?
I don't know. He's still
he's like the MC Hammer of the fintech world.
He's probably living off of that money, dude. Doesn't give a shit anymore. He's all fat now. Eating lots of bacon.
Yeah, I love my turkey bacon. I go to the butcher shop and get turkey bacon.
But what? No pork? None at all? There's no ham? There's no nothing? Because of cholesterol.
Cholesterol, man. Let me tell you something. When they try to put you on Lipitor, and they said I can't drink. And the only juice I like is grapefruit juice.
Okay.
So I would have to give up grapefruit juice to get on cholesterol medication.
Jesus Christ.
I'm going to do whatever I can do to drink my grapefruit juice because that's the only
thing. It was either
pork or grapefruit juice.
Do
you like the flavor of grapefruit that much?
Yeah.
No sweetener?
But you don't like black licorice.
No, I don't like black licorice.
Two different things,
Chris. I know, but I mean, it's just a very potent flavor. Like, I can't get into grapefruit because
it's way too
fucking potent. Like, it makes your eyes water.
That's good.
It makes your eyes water when you drink it. Your lips all pucker up.
No, I love grapefruit juice. The white grapefruit juice is the best.
Yeah. Do you actually eat grapefruit?
I eat grapefruit, too. And it helps cut down on, you know, with your food. I mean, grapefruit is really good for you.
That's like just biting into a lemon.
No, it's not. Lemon is different.
You put some sugar on that stuff.
I don't have to put. It's natural. Whatever. Natural sugars.
I know it is. That's why I don't eat fruit.
Are you still
anymore,
doing sugar with your diet?
I do low sugar.
What's that mean? You're doing grapefruit?
I do grapefruit, but I do low sugars.
This guy's on no sugars.
I'm on none. I get no apples, no bananas.
I did all that before.
I missed my bananas, man.
I did that before, but I had to have bananas for my...
That's what she said.
Hey.
That's what she said.
Well, I peel mine, goddammit.
But you know what? I do bananas now because I have to do bananas because I put them in my smoothies. I do the green smoothies in the morning.
Yeah, but...
And the reason why I need the bananas for the potassium because, you know, I got a trick knee. From dancing. I didn't do that. I never made anything clap.
You can't make it clap?
No. I'm sure you can do
that.
Make
it clap?
Yeah, you can make it clap. It doesn't have to be loud. It just has to make a little
clap.
A little noise, I guess.
I don't.
And that's helped out with a lot of oil, too. If you oil up the ass before you make it clap.
Yeah. On that note,
okay, we're going to take
a little break here.
Yes.
So you can beat Chris up. We'll be right back.
You should see my looks.
Yeah, I know. Hub Show.
Hey, Hub City, come on out and check out 4-State Comic-Con October 20th and 21st at Hager Hall Conference Center, 901 Dual Highway in Hagerstown, Maryland. We have special celebrity guests Eric Roberts and Mindy Sterling coming out, as well as some great cosplay contest, over 100 vendor tables, and much, much more. So come on out. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram under 4-State Retro PopCon, and online at 4statecon.com, all one word. We will see you out for a great weekend of pop culture.
BestVapeShopEver.com has the select hardware and top shelf e-liquid at the best prices ever. Brands like Lost Vape, Tobacco, Flagship Vapor, Tobacco, Lost Vape, and Flagship Vapor. All shipped same day or the next day. Unless it's a weekend, then we ship that ship out on Monday. Visit BestVapeShopEver.com and see what shopping with only the best choices ever feels like. BestVapeShopEver.com. It's the best vape shop ever. Believe me, use keyword HUBSHOW and receive 25% off your entire order.
The People's Podcast. Red rum.
And we're back, the Hub Show. On that note.
We're about to talk about
some crazy shit over here.
Remember that? What was that? The Shining.
Red rum?
The Shining.
Oh, I don't know. Rum. You know, I've never seen The Shining. I know that from a Method Man song. Meth Man and Red Man. That
really?
Song
but you know,
Red
but
rum.
You know the pop culture behind it.
Oh, like no, and Bone Thugs and Harmony. They did Red Rum first,
I think. Yeah, Red Rum comes from The Shining.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't
Jack
know that.
Nicholson.
That's, I didn't know that.
You put Red Rum...
The two twins in The Simpsons, they come from The Shining.
Yeah, and you put that in the mirror, it spells murder.
Yes, right, I do know that much.
he's writing it down. Red rum.
Red rum.
Right, he does.
I figured that much out. I was smart enough to put the two
but
and two
But you know
together,
what?
Though,
I had one. People that used to be scared of E.T. Can you believe people used to be scared of E.T.?
I was scared of E.T.?
I was scared of E.T.
Why?
And Alf. They were scared of Alf.
Oh, I wasn't scared of
Alf.
What
were you scared of E.T. for,
Alf was great. But E.T. was freaky looking. The skinny neck.
Because the heart, the glowing heart, the chest.
He was a sweet alien. Come on.
But we were subjected to some weird shit when we were kids.
Well, yeah.
I don't know how it was for you guys when you were kids, because you guys were kids in the 80s. But in the 90s, we had some pretty sick children's movies.
No, you did not have.
We had The Dark Crystal. We had Labyrinth with David Bowie where the kid got kidnapped.
We had Poltergeist.
We had, that's not children's movies, though.
Exorcism.
It was PG.
Poltergeist was PG?
It was PG.
Michael Myers.
Yeah.
Was
Halloween.
PG?
We had Michael Jackson.
Yeah, all this stuff was PG.
Like you could
PG
see it when you're
older. Poltergeist was PG. Yeah, okay. I mean, not Michael Myers. Halloween, all that stuff
that was rated R.
But yeah, I mean, you know, when you were a kid and the VCRs came out, guess what? You got to see all this shit.
Freddy and all that stuff.
Yeah, man. We had an Elm Street in Lancaster, Texas, where I grew up from. And okay, now I would, when Halloween time, I would never walk on Elm Street. I walked the long route home.
Really?
But the get home quicker you go down Elm Street.
Because Canfield lives on Elm Street.
That's
right. Don't fuck with that. Don't go down that street. He eats children.
Yeah, you eat children. But, and you know, like those things, like that Freddy Krueger.
How do I get that rumor started spreading in my neighborhood?
I don't want to do that.
Emerald Studios.
But you know what? I used to hate that. They say, one, two, Freddy's coming. I said, shut up.
Then they try to remake the whole thing.
Yeah, you know what? They're trying to do a remake of Charmed.
I know.
You cannot mess with them. Leave Alyssa Milano alone.
Why?
Like, that's my girl.
Is she coming back?
Alyssa Milano's your girl?
Yeah, I like Alyssa Milano.
I liked her too when I was 14, 15.
Right. She's good. I mean, I liked her in Charmed.
Yeah?
Yeah, the movie. You have never seen the show?
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. So they're trying to bring Charmed in a new version of that. And, like, some things you just need to leave it alone.
Yes,
you know?
She does. Thank you.
You know, some things, some remixes just shouldn't be remixes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, tell that to Puff Daddy.
Yeah, Puff Daddy, he remixes everything.
but that's different, man. He has his own touch to it, though, man.
You like that? The way Puff Daddy makes the music?
Yeah, you like that?
Take that.
That's what hip-hop was. It was all sampling, dude.
Yeah.
I know, but he doesn't sample, just small parts.
He just plays the instrumental version of a song.
Yeah, he just plays the instrumental version.
Hey, Biggie did it
over
David Bowie.
Yeah, that's right.
You can't argue with it.
Yeah.
What did he do? Which one was David Bowie's?
Robin Thicke did Marvin Gaye.
Yeah.
What song is Biggie's song over Let's Dance?
We'll play it as we sing this. I'll put it into the show.
I know every
here.
Biggie song ever.
Biggie did it on the family. Puff Daddy and the Family.
Let's Dance.
Yes. Dun, 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 dun. You know when you hear it. That was one of his biggest hits.
Yep,
man.
He did.
Huh.
Yeah. And then you know what? Robin Thicke did it to Marvin Gaye.
Was it the Puff Daddy song with Mace and Biggie in it?
They're all in it. Yeah.
That whole like more money, more problem.
That's it.
It was that one.
That was over.
They
slowed
it
down. Yeah.
I didn't even realize that was a David Bowie song.
All these years. You need help.
You need help, man.
Yeah. You're not a music person, are you?
No, I'm not into music.
But I'm gonna tell you what. That's funny.
I just went to Chris Stapleton last night.
You know, I forgot that Robin Thicke is the son of
Alan Thicke.
And I love
it. It took me a while to figure that one out.
She calls it The Growing Pains.
Yeah, I think I read something about it, like that he was the son, and then I like looked at pictures of him side by side, and I was like, oh, well, yeah, they're obviously related.
Yeah, I love Alan Thicke from Growing Pains. That's like one of my favorite.
You know what else Alan Thicke did? He's the singer on a lot of songs in the TV show, The Different Strokes.
Oh, really?
That was him singing it.
Oh.
Different strokes.
I know.
That's him, man.
I know Alan Thicke from, do you have mesothelioma?
Sure you do.
Yes.
That's what I know Alan Thicke from.
Yeah, keep cashing those checks, dude.
That's right. Yeah. Robin Thicke's still getting paid some kind of way because he got sued by Marvin Gaye's family. So, well.
It's funny you mentioned the 90s. I got a buddy of ours. He's been on the show with us, Santino. He had the Above brand clothing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But he's I watched his Facebook page. He's always plugging the 90s.
Yeah.
Like he's about 32, 33.
Right. Oh, he's a
young kid. Always... What's throwback to them, Shay?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like we didn't remember this crap,
right? Yeah, like I went went back and watched that on Netflix. Now they have a show called The 90s, like CNN special.
Yeah,
and they
did
like a 6-part documentary,
right?
And I like so many memories came flooding back watching.
I'll bet.
That.
Yeah,
that
Tupac
was like my,
died.
That was like my entire childhood.
Tupac died,
like,
and I was devastated.
That was my
baby daddy.
I remember the night that
Biggie died, then Tupac died, and there's a part of hip hop. The chapter closed.
I remember.
I don't care what anyone says. That's
I remember the time.
It hasn't been right since.
Kurt Loder came on MTV and said, "This just in: breaking news.
Kurt
Tupac
Loder
has been shot. He's been sent to the hospital."
I was there for all that.
And then there was like the next, like maybe 2 hours later, they were like, "Tupac has been pronounced dead."
Yeah.
And then I got on the school bus the next morning and I told everybody.
Shot on the Vegas
I was like, "Did
strip.
You guys see that?" And everybody on the school bus was like, "No, you're
on
lying."
On the Vegas
they didn't
strip,
believe me.
He got shot. Man.
You know, and you know what? the people were still going around saying they see some Tupac sightings.
Right? He's like Elvis. He's Elvis.
Tupac's at the mall.
Yeah. Like, Tupac's not dead.
He's in the below. Right. The five below.
And I was never, I was more into Biggie and East Coast stuff than I was.
No, I'm not. I'm a West Coast person.
But yeah. Tupac isn't originally West Coast. I know this whole big brouhaha, but
Tupac is from the East Coast.
I have respect for Tupac. I get around all that stuff with good jams, man. Those are my jams.
He reps the West Coast because he said the East Coast. But he's from the East Coast. He's an East Coast
he's
rapper.
From Baltimore.
His,
beat, New York.
His beats were from the West.
Well, Baltimore's originally is the South, so the South typically goes to the West.
I'm New York to their core.
Yeah, but I'm like I love I loved all the West Coast rappers. I love
all of them. Did you like Ice-T?
Oh yeah, he's all right. But like
he
was
Ice Cube though.
He's not. No.
I think
definitely not.
I think Warren G was the most underrated.
Yes.
Most underrated.
Yes.
Ever.
Yes.
He never got any.
Most underrated?
He never got any fucking flack.
But like, Warren he made you a hit.
He had two hits though.
He made whatever you had.
But
hot.
If you listen, if you he has he might have two hits, but has 10
between
albums.
Between the 80s and the 90s, to have two hits was something in hip hop. Yeah. I mean, what they call a shelf life.
Yeah.
After your first album, you're lucky if your second album caught on, man.
But he might only have two hits, but he had 10 albums, and every fucking album was awesome.
But
he put out a bunch of albums before he died, too, but no one even knew about him, man.
Nate Dogg made you.
Nate Dogg actually affected me more than Michael Jackson dying.
Really?
When Michael Jackson died, I was like, okay. When Nate Dogg died, I was like,
you know what, Shay? That's because he didn't grow up in the 80s.
I was like, holy
I mean, me and Shay turned 10 when Thriller was booming.
I had my Thriller jacket.
Dude.
I had my my socks.
Man, I came
I used to wear my white socks
military
with my penny loafers.
I came from the UK where music catches on before it catches on here. Michael Jackson was already slamming.
Yeah.
From Off the Wall and the Jacksons. What's the song? Can You Feel It?
Yes.
And all that stuff. And then he put out Thriller. I remember Billie Jean and Beat It.
Oh, Billie Jean
then
is not my
Then we moved
lover.
To the States in the summer of 83. That's all you heard on the radio was
you
Billie
would not
Jean,
hear anything else but
Beat
Michael.
It,
and you know
human
what? The only people you heard was Michael and Prince. That
yeah,
was
Michael
the,
and Prince.
That's all
and
you
Cindy
heard.
Cyndi Lauper and Madonna.
Cyndi Lauper and Madonna.
Those,
yes,
those are the core of MTV. Yes. When MTV first really caught on.
Did you think that Prince was really good?
Yes,
at the time.
Yeah.
He's a
when
great.
Doves Cry
I mean,
the
he was above his. He was ahead of his time. But I mean, the whole image he
he's
portrayed.
He's an artist.
Like, what is that whole image?
That's just
what is that. The purple and the women's clothing and the mascara.
He had the whole movie to go with it. Purple Rain.
He's androgynous.
All, that stuff.
Yeah. All the weird shit. Like,
he's
what is
androgynous.
All that?
Yeah, he got weirder as it went on.
Yeah. But you know, but the thing is, that's his thing. But women loved it. We loved it.
Yeah.
Did you?
I love me some Prince. Yes, I love it.
I can understand Purple Rain, and I can understand maybe Raspberry Beret.
We got
to the next album, though, where he's on the album cover, like, full-fledged naked, just covering his junk with his hand. Yeah,
was he the
first one to do that? That's the album Kiss came off.
Was he the first one to do that?
Probably not.
Yeah, Red Hot Chili Peppers did it.
Red Hot Chili Peppers did it. D'Angelo did it.
D'Angelo.
Wait, Chili Peppers
and
did it with socks though.
Alanis Morissette
as a group. That's different.
Alanis Morissette did it.
Yeah, that's a different ballpark.
Right? How many people have gone
that's
naked?
That's guys and girls.
How many people have gone naked in videos to save their careers? Naked.
Prince didn't have to do that to save his career. He did it because he wanted to.
Yeah,
Prince didn't have to do that.
It's a sexuality thing.
He mesmerized men. So, I mean, like, you know.
Shay, so you were big on Prince back in the day?
I love Prince.
Did you like him before Purple Rain?
I liked him before
Little
Purple
Red
Rain.
Little Red Corvette and all
yes,
that stuff?
Little Red
all that
Corvette.
Stuff?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm saying. Ooh. I grew up with all that stuff.
Yeah.
Black, white, it didn't matter. I had AC/DC in one speaker and Rick James in the next.
Yeah,
we just danced to everything, man.
I danced to everything. I did AC. I went Duran and AC/DC.
I can't stand how today it's still about black and white. Now, I get it from the hip-hop perspective because of what happened with the rock and roll. Black folks want to hold on to that and not let it go. And you got to be fucking supreme to be a white MC. Eminem, I give him credit. I'm not big
on... Oh, he's good.
He doesn't blow my mind because I grew up on hip-hop. I heard everything. I have respect for him, though. For Dr. Dre to team up with him back in the day,
I think he's good.
He's up there.
Eminem was the first one to break down words
Vanilla Ice.
And rhyme them.
No. 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 No to vanilla ice.
Ice. No, Alpha Phi Alpha's 1906.
No, Shay, that's the West Coast rapper in you talking.
Alpha Phi Alpha's. That's the
Eminem was the first one to rap by syllables. He could rap syllable to syllable rather than word to word.
You think so?
Eminem was the first one to rap syllables. He could break down. He could break down words and make them sound like they're coming at a fucking super speed.
I don't know. I got one word,
but they're actually slow words.
I got one name for you, but you ain't gonna agree.
Big L?
LL Cool J.
LL Cool J.
He was the king of that shit in the 80s, man.
LL. Ladies love Cool J.
LL Cool J.
Oh, let me tell you something.
For a solo rapper,
I was in the south part of Dallas, the hood, the really hood, and I would sit on the porch, and you would hear people, there'd be no crime committing when LL come on. They'd stop all the crime because they want to just go to his vibe. And you would do the LL.
It was just from this era where it was new. It was all new.
Oh, my God.
And he just crushed it.
Like, but see, you won't, you're in the 90s, man. You won't have that anymore. Yeah. I don't think we will have that for the next 10 years.
No.
When we grew up, it was everything was evolutionized.
Yeah.
It was new.
It was very new.
It was new.
New age. You couldn't.
See, in these past conversations, Chris, you've made fun of new wave 80s and new wave stuff. But that shit today sounds fresh compared to anything coming out today.
Yeah.
Flock of Seagulls, all that Duran Duran. That shit sounds awesome nowadays, man.
I said Prince was ahead of
his
time as far as sounds.
But you know what? What's funny?
What the fuck was he dressed like? Like, what is that?
Who cares?
They were all dressing funky back then, man.
We love it. Look at Boy George.
Have you ever seen an Earth, Wind, and Fire concert from like the late 70s, early 80s?
Yes.
How about Funkadelic and Parliament?
Funkadelic and Parliament. The dude going out in a diaper.
That was like the Muppet Show on stage, man.
But we had fun.
Lots of drugs floating around that shit.
You get funkified. You get, Franklin Beverly and the Maze concerts. That's all.
I read interviews with George Clinton.
George Clinton didn't wash his hair.
George Clinton said they did so many drugs, he can't even remember being in the studio for half of those albums, man.
Really?
Yeah. They just made them. Dr. Funkenstein, they can't remember making them shit.
They said that about Red Hot Chili Peppers, too.
Yeah.
They'll do interviews and say, yeah, we don't remember any of our concerts.
And it's funny because 20 years later, right, I got a buddy of mine out in L.A. A-A. He did A-A.
You don't even know.
Anthony Kiedis, right?
This is how much you drink. He was you don't even out, know he, what A-A is.
This is your Blarney Stone talk. Now, he did A-A with Anthony Kiedis from the Chili Peppers. Isn't that weird, man?
Yeah,
right? Awesome.
That was like his fifth time in it. You know what I mean?
Oh, Anthony's?
Anthony Kiedis? Yeah, that guy.
Well, he doesn't have an alcohol problem. He has a heroin problem as well.
Right. Under the bridge. That's what the song's about.
That means he's in N-A, not A-A.
He's in the wrong classes.
Yeah,
he can go ahead and drink all he fucking wants. He's got to put that needle down.
Let me tell you something. I say, when it just went, when Tupac and Biggie went.
Yeah, there's a chapter on hip-hop.
Hip-hop just. It just went with it. This new age.
The East West Coast thing. Nail in the coffin.
This
man.
Stuff right here, I don't know what they be saying. I don't understand it. Like, it sound like you're mumbling.
There's still remnants of it.
I get educated by younger people. I'm watching
them on
Facebook.
There's still remnants of it.
Kanye West.
Listen to the game.
The
game is fucking wrong.
But Chris, as a generation, like 10 years before your time, we came up in the 80s. And the 90s were awesome.
Yes,
don't get me wrong.
That was awesome.
What she's saying, though, and it's true, you can blame a lot of things. Like, I keep saying it. When it comes to music, there isn't. I say for the last almost 20 years, there's nothing new coming out.
Yeah.
There's no new sound.
Nothing.
Yeah. There's nothing new.
I tried to get you to listen to him, but you didn't.
Who?
You didn't listen to him. Chris Webby. You didn't like him. But you didn't.
Oh, yeah.
But you didn't grow up in the 90s either.
Which means?
Well, he takes beats from like Nintendo games. And he samples off of like Zelda from like Zelda
respect,
from like Nintendo 64.
I can respect it from a production standpoint. I can respect
and
that.
And he samples from like all these like 90s references, all
that's
these
cool.
my childhood references.
I respect
that.
I
can respect that because it's
I don't
being
hate on
authentic.
Nobody. Yeah, he's being original
with
it.
My thing is, this is the thing. Everybody has sampled. Don't get me wrong. Everybody has used some sampling.
Done.
It's even in the gospel industry. Yeah. We sampled.
Of course you did.
They sampled everything. What's his name?
And if Kanye's name wasn't attached to his music right now, people would think that his music would be be revolutionary.
No.
That's what
I think.
People were saying no because they don't like him as a person.
No.
But if you take the music and separate it and you listen to it, you're like, wow, this is amazing music.
No, his music was good when he was, the college dropout? That was good.
Okay.
He just did
think after his mom died,
you didn't just hear
his music just went.
But did you even give his new album a chance?
Yes, I did. I did.
Yay is only 7 songs long, and it's about him like going through bipolar. Like, well, he has all these songs about him taking, you know, all the depression meds and all this shit.
I think he is bipolar.
And, like, all this shit that happens back and forth when you are bipolar. Like, now, if we didn't know that Kanye put that album out, say somebody else put the album out.
I wouldn't
and
like
you,
it.
We would look at that album and go, wow, somebody's describing something that we've never heard before.
No, I don't. I'm not a fan of his
people
music.
People who aren't bipolar would look at that and go, "Wow, this is a world that I don't know about."
No,
this is the thing, though, man.
I don't think I like. I'm not a fan of his music. I'm seriously like after the College Dropout, like when his mother died, his music just went down. And I'm not saying that because he lost some part of himself.
Yeah.
And a lot of times when you lose somebody, you don't, you know, you lose something, a part of you, and you just don't regain that. Whatever that umph you have, and I just think that that's what happened. I'm not a fan of.
Well, let's talk about that. How many artists have lost their umph? Kanye has been making music now for what, 18 years?
Kanye probably psychologically probably blames himself for killing his own mother because he paid for her to get a boob job, and she died under the knife.
Okay, but
or under anesthesia,
right? But let's talk about music for a second. Back to that, like Eminem, still a big fan.
Still big.
Like his new stuff still blows your mind.
His new stuff is he's getting. No. He's
20 years later, he still blows your mind.
20 years later, he's getting. If you take out his. You take out his opinions. People don't want to hear his fucking opinions anymore. And that's why people are dissing on him. They don't care. He's a Trump supporter and all this other shit, and people don't want to hear your politics. But if
Kanye.
But, no, Eminem.
Eminem's not a Trump supporter. He hates Trump.
Kanye? You know what I mean. I meant Eminem.
Oh, Eminem, right.
This is the absinthe talking.
I know, right. The Blarney Stone, folks.
The Blarney Stone's talking. But anyways, you take Eminem and you take his politics out of it because people don't want to hear him talk about shit. They want to hear him, like, talking about putting his wife in the trunk of the car and taking her down to the river like he used to.
Do you?
You know, that shit
but
used
Chris,
to.
But Chris, you want to hear that 20 years
that
later.
That shit was shock value. You know, that was huge shock value.
So now he's
still going for shock value, but if you take the shock value out of the music and you just listen to how he rhymes and how he lays out songs and how he writes, like his style of writing is insane. And
lots of rappers fall in. Listen, even Ice Cube fell off after a while, but you'd still enjoy his first four freaking albums.
But he came back. He came back.
I didn't say he
did. Well, Eminem's first four albums are still the shit.
But you know, but
I hear you. But
you know what? Let me tell you something. The thing is, you have to reinvent yourself. And
do you though?
You do.
I mean, Madonna was successful at that.
Yeah, Eminem's not. Eminem's
you have to as an artist, in any artist, even if you was an actress.
We're talking about hip hop.
Eminem isn't
no
reinventing himself.
Yes,
he's getting stronger.
Your first impression is your only impression.
Yeah, but Jay-Z,
you come out strong, or you don't.
He
come
fell
off.
All the way off for me. But
he's still the king.
No, he's not.
To you, he ain't. But I mean, as far as rappers,
he's like the last man standing from our generation. He is
like,
the living legend.
You can't ask
not.
People. You can't, but you can't tell people that.
Well, I can.
He
I
is the
I
Biggie.
He
is the Pac.
He is not. He's not in the same caliber. He's not even in the same caliber of Biggie and Tupac. I'm sorry, he's not.
Chris, he's what came after Biggie and Tupac
died.
He's
the result of
his career picked up after those two went. Yeah. There's something to be said about all that.
Yeah.
You know
I
know. What I mean?
But I mean, that's tell you how far we've moved.
To me, that's his best work, too, is back then. Can't Knock the Hustle's my favorite song by him, man. That's 96, 97?
Yeah.
I love that shit.
Right.
99 Problems. Ruben got involved with that.
Yeah,
that
was
all.
Now, if I had to choose a song, that was the one I liked.
Can't Knock the Hustle.
Not 99 Problems.
99 Problems. That's Rick Ruben
really?
All over that shit. Yeah.
You like 99 Problems?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a throwback.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
But what I'm saying is,
I thought it was too cheesy and produced or something.
No.
Like Rick Rubin, baby.
Yeah.
You got about 99 problems.
I thought 99 Problems was overproduced.
Yeah. I had 99 Problems and. That one.
I like when I listen to Jay-Z's albums, I like take out all the hits and just throw them away, all the radio hits, and I just like listening to the
B-list.
Yeah,
but you see,
stuff.
It's like this, though.
I love the B-list.
It's
stuff.
Like this, though. You have to die. It's kind of, go back to rock and roll. Jimi Hendrix, Jim Morrison, Janis Joplin, right? If those people are still alive today, they'd be caught up in all kinds of scandals and shit. It's when they die young, Tupac, Biggie. These guys' music stays enshrined. You know what I mean? It's up there.
Yeah. They evolutionize. You know?
That's with everything.
Yeah.
With the artists.
But I'm saying,
and everything.
But with hip hop, like even if, let's go back to me and Shay's generation. I mean, when Naughty by Nature came out, they were slamming.
Yes.
Their first two albums, even the third album was all right.
Good.
But after that, they just, you know,
fell down.
Just get old.
It ain't like
not
rock.
That Dre got old, then he had to reinvent himself with,
Dre did it.
He reinvented himself with, with Snoop Dogg, then he reinvented himself with Eminem. Yeah. Like, he got to keep
keeps his finger on the pulse.
Yeah. You got to come out and be fresh.
But you're coming out from a producer standpoint. But as far as the artists are concerned,
yeah.
I mean, Eminem's what, 20 years now? He's been on the scene?
Yeah.
It's
he's done.
He's done.
I remember the first time I saw him. on MTV Spring Break.
But I'm a huge Beastie Boys fan. But even after, like, Intergalactic. They put another album after 9/11. They put out some stuff after that. A couple good jams here and there. But, you know, it ain't the same as what you used to party to and rock to.
That's
actually what happened to Jay-Z, too. Like, now that he's rich and he doesn't have any problems in his life, he doesn't have anything to write about. Like,
What's
Eminem bitching about? He's got money.
Yeah. That's what we don't want to hear. We don't give a fuck what Eminem says.
Because you like him when they're young and hungry and coming up.
We like the fucking style.
Yeah. Especially hip-hop.
We like the style. Especially hip-hop.
You know what? It's no different from sports. Just look at it. Like, when you're young.
We like the aggressiveness of Eminem.
You'll go after it, and you'll produce. And then when you get established in your sport, in like whatever sports career you choose, you're like, you know, I'll do a little something. I'm going to make my paycheck. But it's not that wow factor. You don't have that it factor.
Yeah.
You know, anymore. And
Michael Jordan could have been a good baseball player had he put his mind to it, but he really didn't give a fuck because he was already the best basketball player ever.
But still, he also had his dad on his mind, dude. Yeah. I remember all that shit.
Yeah, his dad got murdered.
Dad got murdered in the rest area, dude.
That was messed up. But you know, like, you know, and I'm an MJ fan. I don't care what nobody says. I'm not a LeBron fan, I'm sorry. But that's not.
There we go. We've been down this path.
Yeah, we don't need to go there.
Can't tell that to Devontae.
Yeah, but you know, but it depends on your generation.
That's true.
Like my generation grew up on MJ, and we know that like it was hard to be like
MJ meant two different things.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan and there's Michael Jackson.
There's Michael Jackson. Right? Yeah, exactly. We had two MJs. Two great.
One's dead.
One dead. One's alive.
Now I'll say that about music. Michael Jackson, right? Off the Wall, Thriller, great albums. I am not big on Bad. Or even the albums
after that.
I like Man in the Mirror was a good song.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't like the song Bad.
You know what I like?
That's corny
We Are
shit.
The World. I love
you
that.
You liked That's, We Are the World?
Did you
yes,
really?
Yes, I did.
That's like the worst song
I've
ever
heard
in my life.
We were in the sixth grade when that shit came out.
It's and we were singing different. It.
And MTV.
We were singing
but
it.
Before,
in
the before We Are the World, the British version, the Band-Aid, that did Do They Know It's Christmas, that was awesome, man.
Yeah. I mean, like, yeah. We did We Are the World because, you know, because we needed some healing.
Yeah.
And Michael Jackson.
Yeah, Live Aid.
Michael Jackson was a way to blend, you know, bring that together because a lot of people were, you know.
Well, that was about Africa and feeding the Ethiopian
and
the famine and all that.
Separate.
And they had Live Aid that summer.
Yeah.
Everyone was there at Live Aid. That was on MTV. It was huge, man.
It was very huge. I mean, you had Cyndi Lauper, all these artists.
Madonna was out there.
Yeah, all
Teddy Pendergrass was up there.
I mean, just to see all of them there,
the light.
That's right. Who was he singing to? A male or a female?
What you're saying, Teddy? You're saying Teddy was gay?
Oh, here we go.
There ain't no way Teddy was gay.
The black perspective.
Ain't no way Teddy was gay.
You don't like Teddy P?
Teddy Pendergrass is the most straightest man in the fucking world.
Did you hear this spectacle? Did he get caught with a transvestite?
Did well, some guys that happens sometimes by accident.
Yeah, Eddie Murphy picked up one by accident.
Yeah, they don't tell you.
Hugh Grant picked up one by accident.
They don't tell you. That's the problem.
And a black
you go
white
out
thing?
There, you dance with them, you have a good time, you take them out to eat, and then they're like, "Oh yeah, I got a tick." By
like
the way,
the dice man said, "You
like,
take
what?
Them home." Next thing you're holding a tree trunk.
I loved Andrew Dice Clay.
I love the Clay.
He's so awesome.
Yes,
I do.
I love his new podcast.
He made his way into the 90s.
Yeah,
I love that guy.
He was in the 80s.
Yeah,
late 80s.
Have
he
you
was
seen
the
show on Showtime? Or
yeah, it's over.
Oh,
they got
it.
Canceled though, man.
Yeah,
I'm gonna tell you
sucks.
Something. I can tell you in the gospel world, you know,
I think he's just as good as an old man as he is
so,
back when he was then.
Podcast,
so in the
man,
gospel world, you have you know artists. I hated that they did this. You know, my favorite song by Earth, Wind & Fire is September because, you know, it talks about my birthday.
That's a birthday, yep.
Then, you know, they made it to a gospel song. I said, see, you don't do that. You know, some things you just don't do.
Yeah.
You need to leave Earth with Earth, okay? Earth.
Philip
Earth.
Bailey's
with,
gone.
With an F?
He's
yeah,
gone.
Earth.
Bless the soul.
Earth.
Marie Starr.
Yeah. Don't
E-R-F.
Mess.
E-R-F.
E-A-R-F. Earth. You don't mess with Earth, okay? Leave them alone. Don't bring that in the sanctuary,
right?
You know. And I was like,
They're just trying to spice it up a bit.
No, not
a spicy meatball.
No. I was mad about that. And I was like, come on. Come on. Why did you got to do me like that?
Yeah.
I was mad.
They dumbed it down. They dumbed the song down.
It sounded the same.
Well, the song is like a very vibrant and colorful song. And that's,
they made it vibrant and colorful, but I'm like, don't make it a gospel song.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, if they just brought it into the room and played it as the same version, Shay, then it wouldn't have been a gospel song.
Even like the world of gospel music, is it all ego? Come on. It's all stardom and money and fame. Come on.
Not all
this
of it.
This is a different genre.
Consider Kanye's one album gospel? Kanye considers his album gospel.
No.
Because he sampled from gospel songs.
That don't mean that.
Why he considers that one album gospel. Like Pablo, help. Was it Pablo or me? Or me and Pablo? Or
I don't know, dude.
Something like that. Life of Pablo.
There you go.
Life of Pablo.
I can tell you this one thing. Mm-hmm. Everybody samples. It doesn't matter what genre of music.
Right.
Everybody samples. I mean, just think about it. Whitney Houston sampled Dolly Parton. It's a country song. But, you know, I will always love you.
She didn't sample
it.
She covered it.
Yeah.
She made her own version of it.
Yeah,
right.
I will always love you. Now, did you not sing I Will Always Love You when you heard Whitney sing it?
Right.
Chris did.
I sung it in the shower.
Yeah, right.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
I had one hand on the trigger.
Did you hit those notes, Shay?
I hit the notes.
And did you sing it Whitney style or Dolly Parton style?
Whitney and Dolly.
Right. Both of them.
I only hit that note.
Shay did her own duet.
I hit the note when the hand was on the trunk.
I'll bet. He was doing the old Whitney. That was sad. Whitney's death.
Oh, my
mercy,
God.
Man.
I was very, very
was
sad.
I was sad by that.
Like, out of all deaths, I was very sad with Whitney because I felt that she had put in a lot of cries for help. And,
right.
you know.
Was listening?
I don't think that no one was listening. I don't think that they know how.
That documentary that they did was so eye-opening.
Thing about Whitney is she's from the hood. Okay?
I was like, oh, my God,
she was from
Atlanta, right?
No, she's from Jersey.
Jersey, right.
So the thing about Whitney is, you know, some people blame Bobby Brown. No, don't blame Bobby Brown. She's from the hood. She was doing drugs before then.
She was doing drugs way before she got signed. So her whole heyday in the 80s, even, she was drugging?
She was drugging.
I want to dance with somebody.
Yeah,
she was emotional. All those songs.
She was drugging.
Really?
She just went to that extent.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And she was doing it because she was actually a lesbian, and she got with Bobby Brown because she wanted to hide her image. She didn't want to come out of the closet.
I don't know.
That's what the documentary said.
From one white guy to the black chick.
No, I think that she, you know, put it like this. If I became famous, okay, tomorrow.
You just might.
You know, if I became famous tomorrow, I would, you know, they would try to say, I want you to be this image. Because that's what corporate America, just think about it.
That's
they
right.
put their dollars into
that's
you.
It. They want
they
you
want
to look
to
a certain
sell
way.
And want you to
that's
look
all they
a certain
care about.
And
right.
so what I believe is they wanted her to look away, certain way, act a certain way.
Right.
She was battling with that because she's a Jersey hood girl. She's a Jersey, dirty Jersey. Dirty Jersey was trying to come out.
She's dirty. Right?
And she couldn't let that. She said, oh, you gotta hone that in. You got to let people be
right.
people.
You're supposed to be a princess. That's what they kept saying in the documentary.
They wanted her
to be a princess.
They wanted her to be a certain way and look a certain way and act a certain way. Those were not attributes that she had.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So I think that when you're battling, like living it's like living a double life.
Let me ask you a question based on that. I was there in the day when Mary J. Blige first came out. She came out straight from the hood.
Oh, hardcore.
I remember she was on when she got her first Grammy Award.
She was on.
She came out to the Grammy or one of the award shows. She came out with her purse because she was so used to carrying her purse like it was going to be stolen if she let it go.
Yeah,
I've never.
And people were making comments about her taking her purse with her to the award, you know, to the stage to accept her award. But that's where she came from.
That's what
she clutches her purse wherever she goes.
Nice.
I mean, that's the hood right there.
Yeah.
And then who she became though? She's. Yeah.
She's grown into the person that they wanted her to be. But she got to be comfortable.
Right.
Like, you can't, NFL player, okay, they came from the hood with no money.
Right.
Then you go throw them to
All of a sudden.
All of a sudden. To millionaires. Yeah. They're gonna be reckless. Oh, I got money. I ain't never had money.
You gotta worry about nothing.
They say the same thing in like all of your like business books and like how to become a millionaire and all that shit. It's always act the part until you become the part.
That's right.
That's what everybody always says. That's like
you gotta learn those fundamental
I'm
things.
Still acting.
I'm still acting too. Yeah, but you can't throw somebody into a situation that they've never been exposed to.
Right.
And I think that's what happened with anybody. It doesn't matter if you're black, white, Spanish.
So you think Mary J. Blige actually became the part and
what is the dog?
Quit jumping.
I do.
Dex is on the podcast.
Yeah. Right. I jump.
Yeah.
That's the what is it called? Abstinence?
Yes.
That's the wormwood.
The wormwood.
Yeah.
But you think that Mary J. Blige, you think that she successfully transferred into the person she was pretending to be, and that Whitney Houston didn't, and that's why she killed herself.
I think she accidentally killed herself.
Yeah, it was accidental.
I think she was just drugging, and sometimes when you're drugging, she took a bath. And she took that bath and
boom.
She had that drug.
I was sad by that.
I was very sad because
I mean, it's
like,
all sad. Whenever someone dies, but I mean, of all the artists when it affects you,
yeah.
Her music was around for me growing up and becoming a man and all that stuff. So she was there. Heavy D dying to me was tragic. Hard.
I mean, even when his backup dancer died.
Troy.
That was like, man.
Yeah, I remember
that
back
in the day.
He fell off the stage.
He fell off the freaking stage. Like, yeah. Nah,
that's what the song Troy is about. Pete Rock and CL Smooth.
Really?
D-R-O-I, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
when Heavy D died,
he lost all the weight.
I was so into hip hop and DJing and stuff in 1989 and all that stuff. When Heavy D died, I got hit hard. Mm-hmm. When MCA from the Beastie Boys died, I was like, "Whoa, we're starting to drop." Yeah. People from my era are starting to fall.
Just look at it. We got Michael Jackson, Prince, Whitney, all these people.
They're gone. David Bowie's gone.
Yeah. We don't have any good music left. Like, where's the legend? Luther is gone.
Oh, wait till Katy Perry dies and then you'll see the new generation out in tears. I'd be sad for her,
but it wouldn't affect me the same way.
It wouldn't affect me the same. Because I can't relate to really to like, you know, I kissed a girl last night.
Life's evolution, right?
A lot of people bash
that's
her and
that's
stuff.
Life's evolution, huh? Right?
Well, it is what it is. It's decades.
Decades.
It's all about where you were. When these people were big.
Yeah.
Like, even if Bruce Springsteen died. I'm not a big Bruce Springsteen fan.
Like,
but I was
born in the USA.
Yeah, but I would think back going, you know what? That guy was on top of the world when
he
was 10, 11, 12
years old,
man. I loved
it.
You know?
Yeah, it's like, it's the same way with me.
It's about relatability.
Like, the people when you were developing.
Between
the ages of, like, 12 and 16.
Yeah.
And those ages right there, like, everything was, like, it was an imprint on your life.
Right. Like, you love Eminem. You grew up. As you became an older teen, he came out and blew up, and that's what you.
Yeah.
And I respect that. I'm not going to sit here and bash any rapper or talk shit.
But then
you can also
look back in the past before your time and pull out particular people and be like, wow, that guy really had it going on.
Marvin Gaye.
But I wasn't.
Yeah, Marvin Gaye.
I didn't live through that.
My mom resonates
so
with Marvin Gaye.
I can't relate, but I can.
Right, exactly
I can,
my
I can,
point.
I can admire the guy
Dude,
for his skills.
Dude, not only Marvin Gaye, but people don't know. They didn't make a movie about her. It's Tammy Terrell.
Oh, okay.
The one he did the duets with.
Yes.
Oh, my God. She died of a brain tumor.
Really?
At the age of 25.
Yeah.
Ain't No Mountain High Enough? Those songs to her?
Yeah.
She was beautiful. Man.
I have a voice to go with it. I have a Pandora station for Ain't No Mountain High Enough, is what I made it off of. And they play old commercials.
Wow.
They play old commercials in the middle of it all the time. Yeah. And they'll play, like, the Marvin Gaye and. What was her name?
Tammy Terrell.
And they're talking back and forth in one of the
commercials. I mean, just look at
what's her name from Rick James. And they'll be like, she was 22. Yeah, she was 22 when she recorded that song.
Man. Yeah, exactly.
What's her name from Rick James?
Tina Marie.
Tina Marie. I loved her.
Yeah.
And that took me from a... me back. Like, I like Tina Marie. That girl.
Right. Like, it's a roller skate to her, huh? Square biz?
Yeah, square. Yeah.
I saw a guy last night who's going to be a legend in this generation.
Who's that? Oh, it's
Chris Stapleton.
Who's Stapleton?
Is going to be a legend, country fan legend.
Okay.
In this
country.
Generation.
I like Josh Stone.
I saw Josh Stone. And you know who was on tour with Chris Stapleton?
Who?
Marty Stewart. He pulled out another legend from 10 years earlier to open for him.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
You know, so it was like these, this is like a legendary shit going down. Yeah. You know, that's what they were trying to make
you,
it.
You got
country wise.
You know, like, I like country, but like, you know, I'm real old country. I like Kenny Rogers, Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
You know, the Oak Ridge Boys. You know,
George Strait.
George Strait.
Touch me. Yeah. Turn me on.
I can't get into country.
Yeah.
I tried.
You tried.
I can't get into it.
Country tells, story.
I like Kenny Chesney. He's got good music.
Yeah, Kenny Chesney's good. He's an island boy.
Never do
Dixie
it,
Chicks.
Kenny Chesney's all about the island.
You don't
and
like
the
Dixie
tropics
Chicks?
And everything.
I just can't. As a DJ, I've done many weddings. I've had many.
You can't.
The wedding list have country songs. I just can't.
Yeah,
it doesn't do it for me, man.
I can understand like his point of view because you can't meld it. Country is like stands alone. You can't meld it with other music. Like you can't take pop. You can't take pop and wind it in with rap. But you can't.
You can't.
You can't take country and put it.
A lot
with
of country
else.
And gospel.
I ain't denying
it's
that.
Trying.
It's all subjective. Like people will sit there and throw trash at hip hop for sounding all the same. To me, a lot of country sounds the same. But you know, I'm open to everything. I'm not going to put it down. There's fans for everything. You know what I mean. Yeah.
But you know, growing up in the country, it's a big thing. It's a big thing.
What country you grow up in?
This one right here.
This one right here.
Maryland is not
smell
country.
That. That's called manure.
Yeah, you hear my accent?
No, that's Maryland.
You don't hear
You're
my
Maryland.
That's yeah. Maryland.
I have a southern accent.
Well, hey, this
I'm a Randy Travis.
Twisted
you know,
conversation.
I like
Marty
Travis.
Marty Stewart kind of guy.
Music and all that good stuff, but. We gotta wrap this baby
right.
up.
Right.
Yes, we gotta wrap it up because the Patriots are on.
First of all, Chris, first of all, what happened with Lowe's? I wanna hear this.
Oh my God.
In a layman term, in a nutshell.
Yeah, I was bitching about this before you showed up, Shay.
Check this out, Shay.
What happened?
So Lowe's, I got a contract with Lowe's, right?
Okay.
Oh, I make all their solid surface countertops.
As 16, in the store Lowe's.
16 stores.
Right.
Right. So they, the one store in Leesburg, they don't know how to run their registers or do anything basic, right?
Okay.
They don't know how to do any basic shit in the store. And somehow they got my phone number.
What?
And the woman calls me up and she's like, hey, I just sold a countertop, but I don't know how to ring it up. Can you tell me how to ring it up? I was like, I don't know how to ring it up. I make the countertops and install them. This is not, don't call me. She was like, well, the person who just quit before me, she said that she didn't know how to do it either, and she gave me your business card and told me to call you, and
That's
you would tell me how to do it.
Bright stupid. That's bright stupid. That's what I call it.
I was like, I don't
bright
know. I was like,
stupid.
I don't know how to
From
run
the
a
HR
fucking.
Chronicles.
I don't know how to run a fucking register in Lowe's. How am I supposed to know how to run a register?
Is she
in Lowe's?
Crazy
that
or
tells
what?
Me they didn't have a training and development
she's
plan.
Old, she's some old bat. Huh? Calling you to talk about the registers?
No.
They didn't have proper training.
The new chick is young. The old one was old.
Old bat.
So they had no standard of practice to tell you how to do this.
Yeah.
Nothing in the training
manual.
I told her, I was like, listen, all I know is that I get these packets in email form from corporate, and they tell me to go to places and measure and install countertops. That's all I know. I don't know how to run your register. I don't know how to sell
countertops.
Set your
security alarm, for God's sake. What else do you want me to do?
How am I supposed to be? How am I supposed to be in there? Like, I don't know any of that
crazy
stuff.
World.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That girl was, she should have been embarrassed.
Apparently not.
Well, not the new one. The new one worked her way through it. She figured it out.
Oh,
I,
you
like,
don't work
I
here.
Yeah, she like figured oh. after
and
I,
the old person didn't care
after
because
I,
they gone.
After I sent her
for
an,
a good reason.
After I sent her an email explaining that like I am not affiliated with Lowe's. I am a subcontractor and I have no idea. I've never worked at Lowe's and I do not know how your system works. Then
crazy.
She actually
crazy,
went.
Crazy, crazy.
Then she actually went and like figured it out on her own, and she actually sold one. And that was the first countertop that Lowe's has sold in Leesburg in the past 2 years because the old lady who left didn't know how to do it.
There you have it.
Dun 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 dun.
Yeah.
You have to adapt, people.
That's
adapt
right.
to life.
Thank you.
Adapt to change.
Things change.
That's it.
And just
change
adapt.
Is good.
And on that note,
we're out.
Shout out to everybody.
Hey, yeah.
Shout
we'll
out
see
to
you
people
Comic-Con.
In Texas. Shout out to the people in California listening
yes.
to us. To the
all
DMV.
My family Texas, California. The Vegas. Come on, Vegas.
Let's
come
shoot it overseas.
Put some
to our peeps
in my
in
face
Ireland.
At Comic-Con.
We're drinking the Blarney Stone right here to our peeps in Ireland.
Oh, yes.
Love
yes.
us, like us, share us, tell your friends all about us.
And I hope we get to the UK. Yes. Come on.
Come on, UK. Wake up, London.
Do you like how I twisted that?
Sweden, yes, Finland's listening now. We got people in Finland listening.
Hello to the Finlanders.
Hey, right. Hey. Yeah, Australia, New Zealand, Brazil is still there.
The Aussies.
I think I brought up some Finland stuff earlier today.
Yes.
Just by chance.
Somewhat. Copenhagen. Not the same place. Anyway, nice try, Chris. But hey, listen. Facebook, The Hub Show. Twitter, Hub Show Pod. Instagram, The Hub Show.
We're everywhere.
Like
anywhere.
Us, love us, share us.
PJ,
we're here. Tell your friends.
One of these days I'm going to explain to you guys that we literally are the center of the universe.
We are. We are The Hub Show. And we're out of here.
Hey, you've been listening to The Hub Show with your hosts, Shay Lewis, Chris Canfield, and Jay Heisch.